You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Otecha deza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Akulise na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Lalele Madiba's Radio.
Niko checheredza Madiba's Radio.
Oregije Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the waves for you to be heard.
I'm trying to show you up. You up.
I'm trying to figure out which song this is.
You're my favorite girl. I like the way you turn.
Hey, yo, guys, welcome back to the extended cut. Another week, another banger
of
the episode.
Of course, with your two beautiful ladies.
Listen, it's time for us to bring some magic into your week. We're ending off your week well. It was Heritage Week, so I hope you guys spent that really, really well. Got some time to rest and just palanx the head, okay,
exactly.
And the mondos, okay, and the mind. But yes, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the extended cut. It's your girl, Iman Koteka. I am not alone. I've got my girl. Now, listen, there is a lot that is jam-packed into the studio, but Etha, I want to find out from you, how are you doing at the moment? Let's do a little bit of a check-in, because it's important.
I'm not even going to lie, I'm tired, guys.
Yeah, man. It's been feeling like that lately.
I am exhausted, and I feel like my coping mechanisms are food and sleep.
Oh, yeah.
Which is not healthy. But
totally.
That is all I do. Like, I'm sleeping unnecessarily. I'm eating. And it's like, I'll eat I'm feeling hungry. Like,
I think
30 minutes
later. I'll sleep. I'll wake up. Do a little bit of, like, something that I need to do.
Exactly.
Even then, like, I don't really finish it.
And then I'm already, like,
actually, I need to go and take another nap.
You were just sleeping. Just
the
now.
I don't want to call it the year-end fatigue now. It's just like, we're just fatigued.
I'm just tired. I don't know if y'all are feeling the same way, but I'm over it. I am over it.
But on our first thing on the list today, we've got the extended cut powered by Vodacom. Now, how it works is that we find a listener on the campus streets, find your peers, and we ask them, what is a song that really made your week? That was a banger, okay? That defined your week.
Exactly. That one that you keep putting on repeat.
Yay.
You know,
the one that you were posting on your status,
exactly,
on your stories.
Everything.
The one where you were like, Mr. Uber, please do something.
Do something for
Can
me.
Can I connect?
Even if your ride is 5 minutes, you're already like, those 5 minutes, please
just connect? Something
Can
just something. But yes, so we got some of those this week, and we got some of your listeners, but we also do have a winner, but I think we'll announce our winner afterwards. But let's play some voice notes for you, just so that you can also pick your winner. But we picked our winner from the last 2 weeks. Listen, I think this man really deserves it. But we're going to call him in studio, right here on air.
Because, you know, we love to do it live. Yeah.
You know? Just to make things a little bit more exciting for
of
you.
Of course.
But okay, let's get into our pick for the week. This one is from Akko.
Three songs a week, I would say. The first has to be, since, you know, it's you know, we're celebrating Heritage Day, it would be Spokazi. Amacala. That's one, very nostalgic. I kind of just really ground roots. Then I would say number two would have to be Ring Ring by Ty the Creator. Just kind of like a little upbeat, up tempo song to kind of like get your morning started and your kind of like, you know, get your week, you know, escalating into something great. And thirdly, I would have to, I think I'll probably go with, you know, some Beyonce. You know what I'm saying? It does Kitty Cat. You know, just put you in that mood. Yeah. You know, just a mix of three.
Shout out, because what a great pick. What a great Beyonce pick. Like, I love the three songs that he named for us, because honestly, a lot of them I don't know. But that last one, oh, what a good song
you
by Beyonce.
Keep him on with the Beyonce song.
No, please.
Like, you can never.
I can even give you a show. I can give you a full concert.
Best believe, I've had countless of private concerts from this woman.
I'm always ready. I'm just like, okay. I hear Beyonce and I'm like, okay, let me put my suit on. Let's go. Okay, for our second listener who decided to tune in today, and also we found some of your peers, we got a VN from him. Also, I need the ladies to get onto this, because why are we only getting the gents this week?
Good morning, guys. Hope you're good. Three songs I've been listening to this week. First song was a song I heard on. So I've been listening to the song for a minute. Has to be Brand New Day by Zenten. I don't know if that's how you pronounce their names, but it's a very nice song. I think it's a very great song, actually. Not even nice, it's a great song. Second song has to be Run Me Dry by Bryson Tiller. Classic. I don't know if you guys know it, but I've been listening to it also. And also Find Your Love by Drake.
Ooh. Yeah,
thank you.
Okay. Not bad. Find Your Love by Drake. Who do you think your winner is this week between Akho and Sihle? But we'll announce that after we do our listeners' call. But who are you leaning towards? Because, Mina, I'm leaning towards little kitty cat. She don't want no more.
I'm going with Akho.
Okay. I think we're both moving in the same direction. I'm also moving towards Akho. I think he is our Vodacom Powered by You extended cut listener for the week.
Definitely.
But let's call our special caller for the week from last week's episode with Lesedi and Esmeralda. Mm-hmm. They picked their pick of the winner. And the winner is Khalipa.
Woo!
Okay.
Congratulations,
Khalipa. But like, let's give Khalipa a ring. Hopefully he will answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Trying to call him right here on air.
Oof. Like, I wonder.
Drum roll, please. Ooh, he's not picking up.
Oh, no.
Come on. It's the same.
Come on, Khalipa. Come on.
Okay. I don't know if you guys can hear the ring.
Okay. He can't leave us hanging.
He really cannot leave us hanging.
He can't leave us hanging. Because I'm going to get that goodie bag, like, if you don't pick up. So
I'm guessing Khalipa's not picking up this time. But listen, we do have all of Khalipa's details with us. We've also got his email address. So he will be contacted by the end of today, business day, and we'll be sharing some of those snaps on our social media pages. And remember, if you also want to win some of these Powered by You goodies, definitely.
Okay, we got this.
He is calling back.
Excitement.
Hi, is this Khalipa? Oh, wow.
Hi, Khalipa. You've got Iman and Ethel here from Madiba's Radio on the extended cut at the moment. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm very good, thanks. How are you?
We are well.
I need more excitement because
you know you are giving us bare minimum.
Exactly.
Tina here on this show, we are all vibes. We are vibrant people and we love to have a laugh. So we're gonna need a little bit more energy, Khalipa. How are you doing this good afternoon?
Good afternoon, guys. How are you doing?
We are well. And I'm hoping that we're going to increase that energy after giving you the news that we have today. But I'm going to let Iman do that. I'm going to give her the ropes to do that. Ooh. Because
I would have even passed the baton to you. But Khalipa, finally, it's your time. And I'm sure you were wondering when one of our presenters were walking around finding people to get some three songs. And you were hopeful, okay? But we want to announce you as the official winner, excuse me, drum roll please, of the Vodacom Powered by You extended cut listener of the week. Congratulations, yay! We got a goodie bag for you, powered and sponsored by Vodacom.
Thank you so much.
Okay, at least I'm hearing some screams. I'm hearing some excitement. We will be in contact with you by the end of the day today. We will share all those details and where to find it. Do not worry about it. But thank you so much. And please do share it on your social media and tag us on social media. Tag Extended Cut or hashtag Extended Cut, rather. But congratulations. Well done.
Yeah, like, I mean, can
you
back?
Thank you so much. I'll be posting this on my social media. Oh,
please, absolutely amazing.
I'm hoping to be sharing that goodie bag with you, please.
I will allow you.
Oh, thank you.
All right, bye. Bye, Khalifa.
Okay. Well, that was lovely.
Oh, my goodness. So I love his energy. Yeah, personally, for me, it's his energy.
Oh, such, like, already from the way he was responding, seems like such a sweet soul. But do you know what? If you want to be a Khalifa, when we ask for those three songs, and we ask for that one song, not even three, that one song at least. Don't mind.
We mean business. We are big people.
We're ballers. Here.
We are ballers. We're here to literally make your Extended Cut time as an Extended Cutter amazing. So do not think we're playing around. Do you think this is not one of those standard chance to win? Exactly. And you're just sitting there like, am I going to win?
You will win. Look at Khalifa.
This
you
is guaranteed.
You could be the next Khalifa. So you see, like this week, Sihle and
Akko
have sent us their songs. And who knows? They could be the next people in line.
Exactly.
Between the two of them. That could be winning a goodie bag. Or it could be you. So when we ask for these songs, don't be scared. Or even if we don't ask and you're like, I want to.
Don't shy away.
Pop us a message on Instagram. We are at Madiba's Radio on all social media platforms. And just be like, you know what, Iman and Ethel, I think I'm ready. But I think I'm ready.
This is
and my song.
This is my time. This was my purpose on earth. This and was I, made for me.
And I think my songs for the week are A, B, C, D. So exactly. Never shy away to do that. But moving on with the day and our show, we obviously speak about the songs that have been getting us going.
Yes.
And the songs that are trending now. And, you know, I'm going to let Iman, you know, take us through that.
Now, talking about songs of the week, we want to obviously start with our top 10 of Madiba's Radio. And this is obviously according to streams and stats and also the most listened to songs around campus. Mm. Now, these charts, they might look similar, but that's because it's so good, okay? That means the music is that good. People are listening. People are streaming in. And so they do deserve to be in that top 10 spot. But I need Ethel to tell us what the name of the songs are this week and what's running on number 10 of the top 10 music. So I know some of them. I've been seeing Tyler on here. I've been seeing Ovalo on here. Listen, the music... Yes.
It's hitting.
Oh, yeah.
It is hitting. And I see, like, a lot of the people that I hear, like, it's the same people.
Hey.
It's the same people.
But we got it. Okay, would you like us to start with our top 10?
Yes, let's do it.
Okay, we got our first one. Umafikizolo, uyocengwa, unyoko. All right, moving along to our number 9 for the week, we've got Tolukuti. Now listen, they also call this one the clap song with Jazz World.
You already know.
GLCJ, Tuktela and Mawu.
Everyone has it.
Hey, I hope you guys are clapping those hands. Aibo.
Hey.
Moving along to number 8, we got Uvalo by Lala Tugzin. Now, okay, this is also a good banger. I've been listening to this one, especially on drives.
This song makes me think of Elijah on TikTok.
No.
You don't know Elijah?
I don't know Elijah.
He trended. His first trend was when he did the whole... mother.
Oh yes, that guy. Yes, I do know him. Okay, moving on to some sweet sounds for the week. We got Shekinah and Young Stunner with Spunky.
I've
been playing this album by Shekinah. A really, really good album.
This is good.
Now, of course, moving on to number 6 for the week. We've got Kabza De Small and Calvin Momo and Tato Hatsi with Ipupo.
The man that you are. The man that you are. But that was Kabza De Small with Ipupo. And moving on to our number 5, we've got Casper Nyovest with Lord Cares Awe. Hey, this is English now.
You're getting hammer now. Oh, I've been loving this song. Baby, I won't just give me a kiss and a hug. Tell her what you must. Hey. My sweetheart. I'm waiting for that part. What a great song.
Oh, what a great song right there. But on number 4, we've got none other than the Miss Tyler herself with Mr. Media. I think we already know here. Yeah.
Hey.
Mr. Media, why? That's the part I like.
It's like we were only waiting for that part. Come
literally,
on.
Literally. But moving on to number 3, we've got Uzizwa Kanjani by Mawu, Jazzworks, Tukutela, and CJ.
For the weekend, for sure.
For sure. It's a Friday after.
Come on. Let's go.
Hanger right there. But moving on to number 2, we've got Abantwana Bako by DJ. When I saw them perform it for the first time live,
yo, wow.
I can imagine.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Of course.
So that was.
Oh, okay, now this one, what a banger.
I mean, you already know. And what a way to top our top 10 songs of the week and close it off so beautifully.
Listen, Mawu and the gang do not fail.
They don't miss. They do not miss.
What a way to end it all for our top 10 this week. Like Ethel said, these are some cool bangers, road bangers, club bangers, hip-hop, home bangers, everything, okay? R&B, we've got all of it. I don't think we have it. Mm-hmm. So we got K.O. After the Sun Goes Down by Khalid on the 10th of October. I also haven't listened to her own solo concert on the 5th of October. That's next week.
Yeah.
My heart is shattering.
Now, Summer shattering, Walker okay? as well is another one, definitely, where you're just like, oh, where I'm just like, because she be releasing some really good bangers. But just moving on with everything else that's going on in the music industry at the moment, we have a few people, like we said, that are releasing a lot of albums. We've got, like we said, we're looking forward to Miguel, Brussels, Khaled releasing their albums. But we also have Cardi B that recently released her album.
How did you feel? No, I say this because my opinion is going to be very to the side, and considering that I do love Cardi B as a person, like as an artist and celebrity, I'd say, and her previous album was fantastic.
Of course,
the album that dropped,
I
was very disappointed.
I haven't listened to it that much to give that much of an opinion on it, but I've listened to, like, for example, the song with Kehlani. I really enjoyed that. Her song with Tyler.
I
don't know.
Everyone was hyping it up. I love me some Tyler any day, every day. Y'all know that. But I think for me, yes. I don't know if it was working. I think her singing on the song, yes. Her dropping some bars was cool, but I just didn't expect it. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, we should allow artists to also evolve. Great.
Yes, I think
the whole entire album, there was something missing. There was something really, really missing. I don't know if it was the beats. I don't know if it was the lyrics. for me, it just felt like she just took it as an opportunity. I mean, she did mention in her interview with Kelly Rowland that she was just releasing it, letting it out.
Yeah.
When she was frustrated about something, when there were rumors about her, when someone was taking a jab or beefing with her, mm-hmm. she'd put it in a song, and that's what she did, because she was just like, you know what? Y'all going to talk a lot about me. It's fine. I may at least make money off of it. Mm-hmm. Great, but at the same time, can we also appreciate your art and who you are?
True.
Remove all the conflict and the drama aside. I mean, the album does say, am I the drama? I really want the rap industry to grow, especially for women. And I feel like Nicki Minaj gets it right, where she focuses on, okay, I'm going to jab you, cool, but also I'm going to put out music that's just me, real, and mm-hmm. you guys can listen and grow this industry, you know? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that for me was a bit of a miss. But we got our icon of the week, as Ethel was mentioning earlier, with the new songs that we have. And who is your icon of the week, or who is our extended cut icon of the week?
Bruno Mars.
Really?
I don't like your reaction.
We laugh because I'm thinking of just a few days ago, we went out on Heritage Day to as girlies, and we were getting ready. Nothing like, I think there's going out, that's the highlight of the night. Then there's pre-going out. I think that has to be number one on the list. Like, if you're actually rating your night, pre-going out...
sucks,
you know,
then your night is doomed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, because I mean, like, also if you like were to argue as friends or something, then it also kind of like leaves a bad taste.
Exactly.
So always pre-going out number one, and then going out is just like, okay, and then going out and then plot twist number three, and then going home and you're like,
I had a time.
So yeah, our pre-going out, we're listening to some good old bangers, pop bangers, playing some Bruno Mars. So here's why I'm laughing, that icon of the week. Wow. I love it. I absolutely love it.
Love me some Bruno Mars. I think I've been stuck on Locked Out of Heaven. I love that song to death. But I think I've just, this week in general, I've just been stuck on that song.
Yeah.
And I've been playing it over and over. And I was laughing yesterday because Iman is like, hey, some of the words you're singing, yeah, sissy.
No, for real.
Is this what they're saying? Is this what they've been saying the whole time? I'm like, yeah.
I think.
She's like, and then when we were younger, Kanti.
I totally understand when parents say, like, what is this music that you guys are listening to? Because back in the day, I think what we focused on, we weren't listening to the lyrics.
To the lyrics.
We were listening
song.
To, yes. Oh, the beat is good.
Yeah.
He dances really well. The music video is so cool. And. Now I'm listening to the lyrics and I'm like, whoa.
What are you saying? Is this what you've been saying the whole time?
Was this really in the song?
Mr. Bruno Mars?
No, but I think there was actually a video. Bruno Mars made a song, I think it was this year or last year, with Sexy Red.
Yeah.
And the lyrics were very provocative. And someone said that, hey guys, Bruno Mars has been, like, he's been making music like that. It's just that you guys don't listen.
To his music, like, you don't listen to the words in his songs. They're like,
we don't understand. I mean, think Versace on the Floor.
Come on,
like, if you actually deep the lyrics,
like, because it's a slow jam, it's nice, it's cute. You're like,
a little good. Where you at? Oh, you got plans? Don't say that. I mean, what do you mean?
Sipping wine,
sip
in a row. I look too good.
I look too good
to be alone.
To be alone.
My house clean.
House clean.
What do you say? Even shaking the racy. The
good. You see
in the East Wing, in the West Wing.
Bruno Mars, you slick, my guy. You slick, my guy.
You so slick.
You are slick.
I think on my side, it's definitely. Are you also going with Bruno Mars?
I'm going to go with Bruno Mars this week.
All right. So we popping Bruno Mars for this one.
Yeah, for sure.
We definitely popping Bruno Mars for this one. But we also want to talk about, you know, when news comes out, like, for example, like we just spoke about Cardi. Her news about Am I the Drama, she's been on talk shows. She's been doing interviews about this whole album, right? But we want to talk about Doja Cat because she also has... a new album, right, that's coming out and everything on the 26th of September, which is
wow That's now. That's tomorrow.
That's today.
That means set your alarms.
That's today.
That means in a few hours.
That is today.
Do you know when they say your assignment is due at 11:59? Set those alarms for 11:59. You wake up and you go.
Because, so she has a new album that's coming out called, I don't know if this is V. Supposed to be V? Vi?
V?
V? I have no idea. It's V-I-E.
V.
I mean, pronunciation differs. Mm. Tomato, tomato. You know what I mean? But yes, we've got Doja Cat releasing. And apparently, you know, I think Doja Cat is such, when you know when you have
she's
a
different.
Ball of emotions.
She's different.
You know when you have mixed feelings.
Oh, yes.
She represents that. She is a human representation of mixed emotions.
And then she doesn't, I wouldn't say she doesn't have filter. Then it's like, I've got these mixed emotions. I just want to let them out. However you receive it, that's on you.
I don't care.
But I did my thing.
I'm going to let out how I'm going to show you how I'm feeling, and I'm not going to apologize for it, because I think we've come from one era to the next.
Guys, we've gone from singing about cows to her. Oh, there was a Candy album. That was a really good album, her first debut album.
Yeah.
Then we moved to the Planet, I think it's called Planet, mm-hmm. album. That was also a really nice album. I had a few faves from her. She's actually coming to South Africa for the Hey Neighbor in December. I think they moved the event to December for It was supposed to actually take place in August. Mm-hmm. So it's in December. So come back home, baby girl.
Come back. We're waiting for you.
I'm sorry to be dark, but we all got daddy issues. Come back home, girl. Come back home. We understand. We know.
We'll receive you with open arms. But I think like now she's... I feel like she's
evolved.
She's evolved, and I think she's moving back to her old self.
Yes,
little by little.
True.
I don't know what was going on
before.
In between, I don't know what.
But they
happened.
Say like I think a lot of people react to fame and Hollywood differently.
Mm-hmm.
So it might have been that where she was just like trying to figure this whole thing out. Mm-hmm. She's just being her. She's trying to get the views at the same time. We don't know. But yeah, I think I'm definitely excited for that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm excited for her music videos. Her music videos are very cool.
Mm-hmm.
So on the 22nd of September, she also explained the cover of her new album, and she gave a definition of a falling in love through that cover of the album. And I think the greatest thing when it comes to artists, it's like we mentioned, we need to allow them to evolve. And now this is an album where she's talking more about, like, you know, her love life, maybe her just growing in through her late 20s.
Yes.
You know, so I think that for me is super, super exciting. Seeing, she's always been a fashion icon. I think a lot of people don't actually mention it enough. She's different. She's different.
She's very different. And that's the thing, like, a lot of people don't like different.
Yeah.
And so because they don't like different, it's like,
I mean, here's Lady Gaga. I used to be scared of Lady Gaga, sorry. I heard all the meat stuff. She was wearing meat. I said, what kind of woman is wearing meat to a show?
And scary. Talking about Lady Gaga, there's this movie. I think it's called A Star Is Born.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
She acts in that movie with Bradley Cooper. Mm. Hey, Bradley Cooper?
Didn't know you got that in you.
What man are you? Because put you in a comedy, you deliver.
Exactly.
Put you in an action, you deliver. Put you in that?
Exactly.
You deliver?
Yeah.
What?
Amazing.
I didn't know you had vocals in you, but yeah, going back.
We didn't know it was that good.
Mm-hmm. Going back to Lady Gaga, I think she, for me, that was one thing. When I round up her performances, her music, her everything, for me, I think that was her best thing ever.
Sure.
Like, that she's done.
And I think she got many awards for that for that movie.
Lovely.
And well deserved. Very much
well deserved.
Well deserved.
Stellar performance. But all talking, so like we said, set those alarms for Doja Cat.
Mm-hmm.
I believe.
We're not here to blame.
Support. We support one another.
We support local,
We support
even if local is international, we support local.
We support. But talking about all things music wise, we had a very
something that is
banger.
Not so supportive. Okay, but we're going to give this man some support.
Some support. Okay. But there was a banger last year.
Hey.
Hey, this song, every time you go out,
listen,
you know.
And I never, ever expected the DJ in question to have some. Okay, not that I never expected, but I didn't know she had it in her. Like, she has a few songs, but that was a really, really good song, and I was like,
it was amazing. Yes. It was amazing. I won't even lie. But then, so of course, we know that the producer of this song was Jackson Motla, who's aka known as JLSA.
Mm-hmm.
So he is protesting, and he's saying, I was never paid for this song.
And this is where I come in as a I'd call myself a lawyer. Thank you. Give me my
presenter
robe.
Presenter by day. I don't know.
Lawyer by night.
I can't say lawyer by night. I don't know lawyer
by
night.
I lawyer by night because I don't study at night. So lawyer by night. Thank you. I'm not an admitted attorney, but I am a lawyer. Okay?
Period. Clock
Thank
it.
You. Clock it.
I hope you guys are clocking it.
Yes,
clock
yes,
it.
Yes.
Because we are.
I think it's so sad. We have so many rules, so many... things that are coming into our law system or legal system.
Mm-hmm.
Namely, one that was just so recent was the surname bill that was just updated.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of people know that South Africa as a whole, we have an extremely great constitution. Mm-hmm. The only thing that we struggle with is the implementation.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, it's the best in the world.
Mm-hmm.
The only issue is that I think our government fails, and this is not to make things a little too political, they fail to make amendments or to give attention to things that are actually important, that affect a lot of people's lives, that affect a lot of people in entertainment, that do so much for us. I mean, they use the very people in entertainment to promote their own politics and things or whatever business or brand. And what's sad about South Africa is that when it comes to the entertainment industry, it's not protected. Like, you can work for years and you won't get royalties for the work that you've done, whether it's in film, whether it's in music. If someone cheats you in the music industry, it's like, all for themselves.
Happened?
Exactly. So I think these are a lot of the things that need a lot of attention. And I hope we as the youth can also step in and bring in more attention to it. They've protested, they've done a lot, but not much has been done to protect the artists themselves from being exploited, protecting actors from being exploited. I mean, you're getting into this industry that is so praised that only one person is feeding off of. The bottom feeders, the bottom people at the bottom are suffering.
And that is so true. That
and this is
so
a simple true. Case of it where Jackson Motla or JLSA expresses how his song with Lady Amar, Murumba Pitch and CC Hambachuba, which is a really extremely, extremely great song that went viral last year.
It had
and not being paid for it.
23 million streams on Spotify. It's got 32 million views on YouTube. You know how they say every time a song is played,
listen,
that's money.
And I think for me, it's very, what's the word? It's quite sad. I'm looking for another word though, but how you as an artist, DJ or whatever, you put out this song and then you sing all these streams, you celebrate that you're getting all these streams. Like, yeah, guys, we just hit 23 million.
Yeah.
You're making money off of this. Yet you know you're cheating someone else.
Mm.
I think that is so sad.
Mm.
And especially as a woman, and we're expected to be respected in these spaces, and we're treating other people like that. I know there are a lot of artists and DJs that already have a lot of controversy around them, treating other male artists like that.
Mm.
And now for you as a woman to do that,
but then the crazy,
is a bit sad.
The crazy thing is also now Lady Amar is, because now she was also receiving hate, like, online, you know, people were insulting her, you know, sending her quite mean and hurtful comments. But then she also released a video asking people to stop, like, with the insults and the hateful comments and everything, claiming that it's been 2 years, but she also hasn't been paid.
Hectic.
So who's been paid? The producer hasn't been paid. The singer
exactly.
herself hasn't
someone
been,
has to feed
who,
off of
who
somewhere.
Who hasn't been paid? Who hasn't been paid? And the worst part of it all is that the South African Music Rights Organization has not responded to any requests, you know, like and made any comment with regards to this whole situation.
And I find this so crazy because it says that also the House of Thumb, when we're doing our research, also earns 50% of the masters, but he has also not received its agreed share despite a split sheet being signed by all parties involved prior to the release.
Goes back to the question that I just asked. Who is getting the money? Where's the money going? Because money is coming in. Where's it going? 32 million views.
Imagine.
23 million streams.
Exactly. And that song was everywhere. And I know that just because your song is viral and it's everywhere doesn't always necessarily mean it translates to the value or the money. But to a certain degree, I do believe that they did make quite a lot of money from that. But we want to ask these questions, like, where is this money going to? Where is it?
Mm-hmm.
Where is it? Mm-hmm. Okay. But let's move on to a lighter note before we wrap up the show. We've got our wrapping up game, Heritage Quiz Show. Now, Miss Etty, we've always expressed that we are multicultural.
We are. Hey,
multicultural.
We are multicultural, babes.
Okay. Now, how it works is that we're going to ask you some multiple choice or open-ended questions about South African history, languages, traditions, and geography. And, of course, the loser gets to dare the other person. So we're going to count all the questions. And if you get more than me, then obviously you will be the winner. And you get to dare me. You're free to dare me.
Well, revise that, man, because I'm asking you. You ain't asking me no questions.
No. I got some questions, too.
Oh, do you?
We don't play around yet. Miss Producer does not play around, okay? It's time. Game face on.
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Extended Cut Win It Minute to Win It. We hope that you understand that the loser of this game will not only walk out in shame, but will have to face a dare of a lifetime.
Aye, aye, aye. You're so unserious.
Okay.
But let's start with this. Okay, I'm going to start.
Okay.
What culture or heritage does Makadzi fall into?
Tsonga. She's Venda.
You already got it. Uti Tsonga. She's Venda. I'll give it to you, but you
I knew it.
I knew it. It's gonna be difficult.
Okay, next.
Let's go. Okay, who is known as a legendary rain queen of the Balobedu?
Actually, you know what? How we should do that. Let's actually time this. Okay. I haven't even timed these, but then you're gonna have to pick another question because. Okay, I'm gonna minus 30 seconds. You don't need to pick another question. Okay, I'll just minus 30 seconds.
All right, cool stuff. I love a fair queen.
Yeah, fair queen. So
she's like, let me take off the 8 seconds because I've already heard the question.
Yeah,
look at her.
So let's go.
All right.
Should I make it another 30 seconds? Because it was supposed to be a minute. Should I not make it 40 seconds? Because I haven't heard the other questions. 40 at least. Okay. 1, 2, 3, let's go.
Who is known as a legendary rain queen of the Balobedu, which is Northern Sotho speaking group people?
I don't know. I don't want to lie to you.
Queen Majaji Mojaji.
Actually, yes. Yes, and there's a movie about her.
Hey, but you forgot. Name all 11 South African official languages. Go.
Xhosa. Is it Xhosa? Is it Zulu? Yes. Venda. Sotho. Sisotho. Sepedi. English. Afrikaans. Something.
11. That's not.
Oh, and sign language. Sign language is a South African language.
You left English. You left Ndebele.
I did say English. You can even read it back. I did say English.
So it's Zulu. You mentioned Zulu.
I mentioned Afrikaans.
You mentioned Afrikaans.
English.
You mentioned English.
I said Sotho. I didn't mention the different types of Sotho. I said Sotho.
Yeah, but yeah. Northern Sotho, Southern Sotho, Tswana. You mentioned Tswana. Tsonga, Swati. Venda.
I didn't mention Venda. So I only missed out on three.
Three is a lot. Don't say I only missed out on
three. I missed out on three.
Three is a lot. Okay. But those are my questions for Iman today. She did
my
fairly.
My time is up anyway.
She did fairly, to be fair.
So I got how many did I get? So you'd basically say I got
2.5.
Two and a half.
Aye. No, 1.5.
1.5. Okay. It's your time to shine. Move the questions, Moss.
Okay. I don't have them.
No. Yeah. Okay, switch off your screen.
I don't have the questions.
I know. Switch off your screen. Okay. I'm doing this on purpose.
Okay.
Okay. I'm setting the timer.
Okay.
I don't know why I didn't make a noise, actually. Okay, you got a minute to win it. Do you guys hear that?
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Name all the 11 official South African languages.
Aye.
That's why I said switch it off.
Zulu, Ndebele, English, Afrikaans, Swati, Northern Sotho, Southern Sotho, Swati, Venda, Tsonga.
This one's unfair.
And
are you ready?
What did I leave? Give me the second one.
Who is the former king of the Zulu kingdom?
King Shaka Zulu.
What heritage was Nelson Mandela? Huh? What heritage was Nelson Mandela?
What does that mean?
What heritage, like what tribe was Nelson Mandela from?
Zulu.
You are at Nelson Mandela University in what province?
Xhosa!
Not Nangepatka Mandela.
Xhosa!
Zahara would say, not Nangepatka Mandela.
Xhosa!
I.
Xhosa!
You got it wrong the first time. No, you got two right. Ngege. Not Nangepatka Mandela.
And I said it with so much confidence.
You're like, it's Zulu. You, what did Zahara used to say? Not Nangepatka Mandela.
I'm dead. Okay, the man is Xhosa. He will forgive me.
Wow.
Forgive me.
Okay.
But that's us your, today.
You get to dare me, Moss.
Oh, yeah.
As the winner. We're crowning Etha as the finished show winner.
Ba, 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 ba.
Let me actually play the horns for you.
I dare you to buy us some chicken when we leave from here.
Who has money to buy you chicken? These must be student-friendly days.
I dare her to buy us some chicken. From here, we are going to buy some chicken.
Yeah.
And some fries, because a girl is hungry.
Do y'all realize that this is partial?
I just dared her to buy some chicken, abuse. So she's going to buy us some chicken, and we're going to get some fries. And now I'm giving you the rest of our day. We're going to go buy some chicken and some fries.
Wow.
And then we're just going to enjoy and eat and sit and eat those chicken and fries.
Wow.
And just have a day at
a
time.
I'm
and
just then, shocked, guys.
Because it's already 2:30, and then we're going to walk back home and sleep. I've got tats.
Literally.
I've got tats.
All right, we're going to announce you as our official winner. And you deserve a little bit of the horns. Come on.
Yay.
Like, you deserve it.
Thank you.
You deserve it, man.
Thank you, thank you. But that is us on the Instagram.
I'm laughing because how did you get the outro wrong, girl? How did you get the outro wrong? Come on, man. Let's try this from the top. We're reversing.
Okay. And that is us on the extended cut.
Exactly.
At Matiba's Radio. I hope you enjoyed this episode with Iman and Ethel. Because we had a time.
And I hope this is a way to start off your Friday, okay? Your weekend. It's going to be a jam-packed weekend. For me, actually, it's going to be very relaxed. I'm going to be at a church conference.
Yeah.
So I'm going to super, 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 super enjoy that. Mm-hmm. But I got a lot of schoolwork to do. But we don't want to bombard and vent all of that. We want good energy, good vibes.
Exactly.
So take yourself, breathe. Take some time to yourself. That's what Ethel and I did majority of the week. On Monday, we were just like, pack the bags. Let's go out.
Pack the bags, child. We're going to study.
Let's go study. Studying turned into eat some food, get some cake, chill.
Oh, we fed my craving. I had such a big craving.
We're not going to talk about that because we have a bit of beef about that.
We fed, because I've been craving malva pudding and custard. We fed my craving.
Yeah.
And Iman was a bit upset, but she understood that I had cravings. So.
No, because I sat there and I was just like, malva pudding.
It's a
malva pudding.
I always laugh when she's telling the story because she says, I was on the phone. The last thing, I didn't even get a chance to say anything. The only thing I then hear is her saying, please make sure the custard is warm.
Literally. And the next minute, malva pudding. I'm like, malva pudding, Ethel. Malva pudding. But then the next day I did go and buy cake. So
We're good. We're good. It's a truce. Yeah. So now, thank you. Yes. Yeah.
We're shaking on it.
We're shaking on it.
Now we're going to go have some fries and some chicken. But that's us. Hope you're having a good time. Hope you enjoy your Friday and the rest of the weekend. But that is us. Hope you have a good time.
Bye. Signing out on Extended Cuts.
What's up? It's Coolie Chana. How many more licks will it take till I get to this negative? Because I've been at it since the podcast has taken thick.
Yo, this is your boy Ricky Rich. I said, oh, I love the Zulu girl, yeah, I love the Zulu girl, yeah, I said, yeah.
Yo, what up, this is Questa, deck off. I'm all the stars, I'm from all the hits, yeah, I love you. This is, yeah, I love you. Madiba's Radio.